Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. 40 years ago today, Lucy Shelton Caswell began to gather and curate the art of Columbus cartoonist Milton Caniff. Now, the Billy Ireland Cartoon Library and Museum is throwing a celebration to mark 4 decades of collecting and preserving cartoons and comics. Last week, curator Jenny Robb showed me around the museum.
So tell me, you have an exhibit going on right now called Tales from the Vault, 40 Years, 40 Stories. We're in that right now. As you look back at 4 decades of collections, what stands out to you?
I think when Lucy Shelton Caswell first started collecting comic art, people really didn't understand how important it was and how important it would be for these materials to be available for people to study in the future. So when she started collecting at a university, people thought, why are we collecting this stuff? Why do we need to have cartoons and comics represented in an academic institution? But now, 40 years later, we see a total change in the attitudes towards this art form. And people are taking it much more seriously, and they're realizing that cartoons and comics really do reflect the culture and the society in which they're created, and they're a great way to tell stories. So we think it's a very important collection, and we're starting to see a lot more people take advantage of it and use it for their research and their writing.
I think that's such an important point because a lot of times cartoons get a bad rap. They're seen as juvenile. They're seen as not high art. So how do you respond to that sort of criticism? What can cartoons achieve that other mediums can't?
Well, when you think about what cartoons are, they're really just text and images put together to tell a story. And they can tell any kind of story. That's what's so amazing about it. They can tell a story that's entertaining, that's funny. They can tell a story that's very serious. They can be used to educate. So when you think about cartoons and comics, you might have the idea this is something for kids or it's just something to laugh at. But really, it can be used to do almost anything, any kind of story that any other media could do. That's what comics can do.
There's Milton Caniff's work, of course. There's the eponymous Billy Ireland. Do we have a particularly rich cartoon history in Ohio?
Yes, it's amazing the number of cartoonists that either were born in Ohio or went to school here or worked here at one point in their career. We don't exactly know why that's the case, but for some reason, maybe there's something in the water, maybe it's something in the air. There just are a lot of cartoonists that come from Ohio.
Okay, could you show me around a little bit? Show me some of your favorites?
Absolutely. So this is an original cartoon by Billy Ireland. It's called The Passing Show. It's from 1920. And Billy Ireland was the cartoonist for the Columbus Dispatch from 1898 until his death in 1935. We have named our library after him. He was the mentor of Milton Caniff, who was our founding donor. And so we're very excited to be able to honor him in this way.
Not just in the art style, in the format itself, some things haven't changed. We still see editorial cartoons like this that skewer the events of the day.
Absolutely. And now we still see them in newspapers, but of course we also see them online. So it's just a different distribution method. But cartoonists today are doing the same things that Billy Ireland did 100 years ago, that people before him did 200, 300 years ago. And we have examples that date back that far here in the collection.
This museum has been here for 40 years today, but you've also collected things from before that 1977 date. When you look at the evolution of comics, of cartoons, what stands out to you?
I think what stands out to me is that in some ways, cartoons are the same as they have been for hundreds of years. Cartoonists are using the same tools. And now, with the advent of the internet, almost anybody can draw cartoons and comics if they have ideas, if they have the talent, and they can distribute those out to a very wide audience. So 300 years ago, you had to own engraving equipment, and you had to be able to purchase paper and ink, and it was very difficult to distribute your cartoons. Now it's much easier, and so we're really just seeing an explosion of creative and wonderful cartoons and comics.
Jenny Robb, curator of the Billy Ireland Cartoon Library and Museum, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for being here.